ho, ho. Greetings. Happy holidays from Pussyfoot and me, your sexy jingle bell, Misty Mayhem. This month, I'd like to share with you about a Pong predator, a man who forever altered the field of technology with his truly inspiring vision for video. Ralph H. Baer, who turned television sets into electronic fantasy lands by inventing and patenting the first home video game system, has died. Baer was born on March 8, 1922, into a Jewish family in Germany. Where his father worked in a shoe factory. The Baers immigrated to New York in 1938 to escape Hitler. Settling in the Bronx. Within a week, Mr. Baer, then just 16, was working from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in a factory that made leather cases for manicure kits. Always the inventor, he soon cobbled together a machine to speed the process by stitching 5 or 6 cases at once. One day on the subway, he noticed an advertisement in a magazine somebody else was reading. "Make big money in radio and television servicing," it said. He told his boss to, quote, "kick rocks, chump," promptly quitting to focus on fixing radios. Soon after, he was drafted into the Army and became an intelligence officer. He served in Europe and was trained to be an expert in small arms. He collected 18 tons of German weapons, many of which were exhibited at military museums in the United States. After the war, Mr. Baer attended the American Television Institute of Technology in Chicago. All of this semi-interesting crapola leads us to the late summer of 1966. Mr. Baer was sitting on the step outside the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan, waiting for a colleague. That day, like so many outsider artists featured on Pussyfoot throughout the years, Baer was gripped by a strange vision. He began scribbling furiously on a yellow legal pad with the number 2 pencil. The result was a detailed 4-page outline for a game box that would allow people to play board, action, sports, and other games on almost any American television set. Intrigued, his boss gave him $2,000 for research and $500 for materials and assigned 2 men to work with him. These 3 men went through prototype after prototype in a secret workshop. But for Baer in particular, the project became
an obsession.
In March 1971, Mr. Baer and his employer, Sanders Associates in Nashua, New Hampshire, filed for the first video game patent, which was granted in April 1973. They quickly licensed its system to Magnavox. The TV giant began selling its Odyssey at the first home video game console. But then, shit got grimy. Several months after Odyssey hit the market, Atari came out with the first arcade video game, Pong. Though Pong became better known than Odyssey, Magnavox legal dogs immediately saw it as an infringement. Baer grabbed a 2x4 with a nail through the end and went to settle this beef in the streets, but instead decided to simply sue the fuck out of Atari. Atari settled with them by paying $1.5 million to become Odyssey's second licensee. Over the next 20 years, Magnavox went after a dozen more companies, winning more than $100 million. Mr. Baer accumulated more than 150 United States and foreign patents, and his contributions range from talking doormats and greeting cards to submarine tracking systems. In 2006, President George W. Bush awarded him the National Medal of Technology. In 2010, Bear was admitted to the Inventors Hall of Fame. The event was overshadowed, however, by Bear's controversial induction speech. Midway through his address, a tipsy Bear strayed from his note cards and ad-libbed a crazed diatribe against Atari, culminating with an invitation to, quote, "Pong these nuts!" This dark final chapter in the proud innovator's life did not detract from his legacy. In his 2005 autobiography, Video Games, The Beginning, Bear wrote, "Coming up with novel ideas and converting them into real products has always been as natural as breathing for me." He continued, "If it weren't for video game enthusiasts and the absolute commercial need to keep them happy with ever better graphics, complex computers would still be found only in the high-priced domain of the business and science world. And that's straight up horse shit. You feel me?" Ralph H. Bear, inventor, dreamer, expert television engineer, and undisputed video game pioneer. May you continue to rack up high scores in the most important game of all, the afterlife. Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad to all my pussy footers out there. Misty Mayhem out. 2015, here we come. Ho, 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 ho.